The Mishnah Brachos starts off at base. The Amos occur in the Shema, the Arvis, the Shosha, the Hanim, Nichnosim Lecho, the Trumosan. So the remez for when Laila starts is the Kehanim eating Trumas of the Balaturim. That's the remez, the last pasuk, the last word in Parshas Mishpatim is Arvoyim Yom, Arvoyim Laila, Laila. And the Hemshech is now is Truma. The remez for when is Laila is from the Achilas Truma of the Kohen. That's the remez and the connection between the two parshias. There's another connection, of course, that before a person is Torah Truma, he has to first make sure he learns Gan's Parshas Mishpatim, that everything is glat, yosher. Another smichas from Parshas Mishpatim to Parshas Truma, Zokra B'yonis Naibishitz, the last pasuk in Mishpatim is Umar Kvayd Hashem is Ke'esh Oichelis, the second to last pasuk. The Mar of Kvayd Hashem is like an Esh. So the connection to that is because it says V'yikholi Truma, which means we're giving Truma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Aflamet test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen, and a certain Min came to Rav Avo and he asked him, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen, so how is he toivel himself after he was Kohen from Moshe Rabbeinu? And the Gemara has a Shakel Batari, and the Maskana is he wasn't toivel b'mayim, he was toivel b'esh. Ki hine Hashem b'esh yavoy. So the connection between this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was receiving Truma, that he's a Kohen, is connected to the fact that how is he going to be metamed to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he's toivel b'esh. The first Mishnah in Trumas, in Masechta Trumas, starts off Chamisha lo yitroimu, im tormu ein Trumas an Truma, Acherish, Shoita, Koton, Torah Masha'ena Shaloi, and a Goy, and Akum. The Yerushalmi in Trumas learns out all these dinim of Truma from our Pasuk. Agam, our Pasuk is not talking about Trumas Dogon, Trumas Mai, Truma of Chitim, it's talking about Trumas HaMishkan, we're going to see Trumas Adonim. But Truma of Kolish Hashem Yidvenu Liboy for the Mishkan. But Lamaisa the Yerushalmi learns out a smach from these psukim. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'lai nochri. Me'ez kol ish v'lai kotan. Asher yidvenu liboy v'lai cheresh v'shoita. V'zois ha-trum asher pikchu me'itom me'itom v'lai from a term she'enish shaloi. That's the remez for the Mishnah Ayis and Shumas. Lamaisa Parshas Truma, I'll just learn the sugi of Mishkan. It's a very hard concept to understand. Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mashra Shechinosoi in Oilam Hazeh, but there's a bazundra inyan that he's Mashra Shechinosoi v'osuli mikdosh v'shechanti v'soicham, that he wants to be Mashra Shechinosoi in a tzura of a Mishkan with specific, explicit instructions of Zov, Kesef, how many Ames, how many Tfochim, how many Yerias. Detailed instructions, and oh, genoi, azoi, kozerei, that's how you should do it, and that's how it's going to be, the tzura of Asheros HaShechina Avad, it's a soid niskov, or it's not beremez, b'ktsor, it's barichus in the Parshis HaTorah, after the whole arichus of Parshis Truma and Tetzaveh, then you have Nochamo v'chazora, arucha ad ma'oi, v'yakel and pekudei, the soid niskov of Asheros HaShechina of the Mishkan, something to try to understand. The erste hanocha, the tzugang, is that you have to know it's machloikis rishonim. There's a machloikis ramban and sephorna, other reason, but it's known as machloikis ramban and sephorna. Mishkan! The whole idea of Mishkan is olechatchilo or a bidiyevit. The ramban says that Mishkan was olechatchilo. Lechatchilo, the Eivish, the wanted that after Maimon Har Sinai there should be a matzav of Mishkan, that's where you'll be able to be mitzumtzim, the musig of Ashuras Hashchina Bahai Alma. The Sephorna argues and the Sephorna says that the MS, it all has to do with Chet HaEgel. Koidim Chet HaEgel, there was no necessity for Mishkan. Adarabba, Molei Chol HaOretz Kvoidim. After Chet HaEgel, the system changed. There was a tzorech to be mitzamtzim the Hashuras HaShechina to a makom of Mishkan. The Sephorna is Lashitosoi, where many times the Sephorna goes and learns up sugyas in the Torah that something changed. It's negeh by Chet HaEgel, it's negeh by Chet Meraglim. I think he says that the parsha of Chala, Hafroshas Chala, was Neschadish because of Chet Meraglim. He has, by Chet Odom Arishin and Bereshis, also the Sifurna goes with this sort of Derech Halimut, that things were altered based on the Maisa B'nei Odom. Vacholikim Klapi Unzer Sugya. So the Sifurna, the Musag of Mishkan, was Neitzar as a Tzorech of after Chet HaEgel. as opposed to the Ramban, that it was a lechatchila. Of course, coming to the Sephora, there's a ha'ara. We know we're all waiting for the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, when the Olam is going to come back, Tikkun Olam B'Malchus Shakai. Why? Why Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi? It should go back the way it's supposed to be. Molich HaLa'aretz Kvayda. Is the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi Taka only also a Shlav Beinayim to get back to that? Tishvi Yitaretz Kushas V'Yibayis. But you have to know, like the Sifona, what the Matara Elyoina is. The Musag of a Mitzumtzum Dikim Mokam of Ashur HaShchin, he says, was a Musag of a Bidiyevim. But how often is this art of a mokam of Ashur HaShchina that the Eibush is giving instructions now to build? The Chafetz Chaim brings a psikta, a medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to build me a bayis. Nizdazeya Moshe! Haloi shomayim ushmei ha-shomayim lo yichalku b'cho. All the sky and the stars and the galaxies b'chlal can't be soiv, can't be koilet, the ganze musik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And eich nivna bayis, we're going to make a small house. Onalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy lefi koichi, elu lefi koichom. Zok der Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm not asking them to do it on my standards. Of course, in my standards, kol ha-shamayim, v'shamei ha-shamayim, lo yechal kalut. I'm asking them to do it on their standards. Moshe Rabbeinu then, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Esrom er kerish v'tzofoin, Esrom kerish v'dorim. That's lefi koichom, that's what they can do. Mamshech Moshe Rabbeinu says, Karbonois, haloi lechem v'eitzim v'kolach, oichel sheba oilam, lo yechal kalucha. Onalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy lefi koichi, elu lefi koichom. Es a keves of echa tasa baboiker, es a keves a sheni tasa bein arbaim. Meduchso, this is a big yisoy, the Eberst is saying in Avodas Hashem, I'm not asking them to chap malochim, I'm not asking them to do things according to koichi, I'm asking them to do it kifi koichom. Ober kifi koichom, muzmin tot! The person shouldn't sit laid back, he's doing be'erach, yeah? Kifi koichoy! In ganzen kifi koichoy! Ober, not lefi koichom, lefi koichoy. And that's what the Eberst is asking them to make this mokim of Ashuras Hashchina, and the lashon of the pasuk is, V'osu li mikdosh v'shochanti v'soichom. There's a famous nusach, which the makor is from the Alshach HaKadosh. It says, v'soichom, v'soich kol echod v'echod. That the Ashuras Hashchina v'esem is not only supposed to be in the Mishkan, it's be'emes HaHashuras Hashchina in kol echod v'echod, in every person, in every year with the Ashuras Hashchina. The Sfarim talk about that the emes, the same way the Mishkan is really a small version of the ganze Welt, also every person is an Olam Umloi, and every person also is a Merkava for Ashuras Hashchina, every person is a Mishkan. There's a famous Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph, Perek Ches, the Nefesh HaChaim writes that when a Yid with a Hirur Aveira is poigim in what a Yid could be poigim with his Hirur Aveira, more than what Titus HaRosha did when he destroyed Mamash Kepshutoy, the Beis HaMikdash. He went into the Kodesh Kadoshim, where the Zayin of the Pshat is, because Mayim Tchunim Tochen, the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was already Mechuvin Klapi, a Beis HaMikdash Lamala, which is Mechuber to the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael. What a Yid with his Neshama, with his Maisa, with his Machshava, if you can do, is Bein L'ra, Bein L'toy, more Utsmati, more powerful than the entire the Beis HaMikdash Alim. So it's Avada, a Beis HaMikdash, and a Mishkan of Zov, Kesef, Mechosh, the whole Seder Advar, but it's really a Matara to get to V'osli Mikdash V'shachanti V'soich Cholecha V'echad. And there's another Nakud in Mishkan, another Deher in Mishkan. In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, there was Nisim. Shaloika Derech HaTeva, the Mishnah is in Pekeyava say. So I heard once a Taich, what it means, why is Shaloika Derech HaTeva, what's the Pshat? There's such a thing called embassy. A person who is in this country, he goes into the American embassy. So Pshat is, when he enters the American embassy, he doesn't need his passport just for identity. You're entering, you're on USA law. You're there. The art of the embassy is Meshach Shaychi to that Medina. You taka left the Medina, you left the country, you come back. You left. You went into the other Mokin. The Mishkan is the embassy of Shemayim. Bahai Alma. It goes according to the rules of Shemayim. It's not. It's a neis. Avad it's a neis. Asor neis and nas. Lavi saying the Beis HaMikdash. Over the taich is. It's the embassy of Shemayim. It's another their hair. But on the other hand, it's not in Shemayim. It's down here in Olam Hazeh. And we have to realize important yisoid. Olam Hazeh is called Olam. The Olam is called Lashon Halama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hat sich behalten in this Welt. There's a famous story with a certain Admar, I don't remember which one, that his Einikel and a few of his Einikel's friends were playing hide and seek. And the Einikel of the Rebbe went and hid a very good hiding place. And the Eilim was supposed to go search for him, which they did for 10, 20, half hour. An hour they looked, they looked at him, it was a very good hiding place. They couldn't find him. Couldn't find him. So they went to play ball. He's still hiding in his hiding place, all secreted that they're not going to find him. 2 hours, 3 hours, he's cramped up over there. Eventually he calls up and tells him, when the Shmeichel, see, he didn't find me. He sees Bechlal, they're not holding there, Bechlal, they're holding in the fourth inning, yeah. They're holding him under, he's up in the fourth quarter. They're holding him under Bechlal inning. He's all for business, he's all for kindness, what do you mean? We're playing hide and seek, you have to go search me out. And they say, no, listen, we search you out. The rules of the game is we search, we try, I like it. That's under the bigger and better things. He says, no, the rules of the game is till you find him. He started fighting. And the Rebbe hears that there's a commotion going out by his window. He goes, ask him, what's the doing? My eye asks his ankle, what's this? This is the entire it. He says that the rules of the game is, medav oizuchin, till you find him. You have to search till you find. And they say, no, we search, we try, we did our thing, we get back. And the Rebbe started crying. He started crying, he says, because it's not a game. Oilom haze is that the Eibishter hat sich behalten in the Welt. And the ganze Arbeit is zu suchen den Rebbeinu Shalom. And if the person's attitude to the rules of the game is, I tried, I searched, I did my thing, weiter! So he missed the boat. He missed the boat. That's the yesod of the Eibishter behalten sich in this Welt. Now, I had a gewisse hargosha. We're learning the sugi of the Mishkan. What's every sugi has an akudim merkazis? You know, what's the akudim merkazis in Mishkan? There's a lot of halakha, there's a lot of detail, this Torah and all the different kelim which each one represents, which derech agad, each one is represented in the Gufa Adam. We said the Gufa Adam is also Mishkan. There's four talk how each area of a person is Meshach Shaychi to the different kelim Mishkan. The Einayim is the Menorah, the Chulei, Moyach is the Oren. There's different halakim how it's paralleled to the world and to a person. But what's the Nekudah Merkazis? So I took a little bit this forum that talk about the Mishkan. On one hand, I saw that there's a kivun. After everything is l'maisa, it's hashruas hashchina. That's l'maisa ikrizah. Hashruas hashchina. Asach redna under Nekudah. The ikr of Mishkan is the Oren Kodesh Kadoshim, the Torah. But the emesis. Me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu liboy. Rachman al liboy, the Eibishter hat gezucht on ish dezov, and the kesef be'etzim, gezucht, the leiv. So what's the nekudim or causes of the Mishkan? Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael. And it's taka all three. I think we spoke about this idea already. Yisrael, by Reis of a Kutchabrich Hu Chadu, it's taka one. Duchzuch, we said once this word that there was a connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's connected with a Vav. We said, there's three ways how you spell a Vav. A Vav is a connecting letter. The Vav Achibar. There's three ways how you spell Vav. Vav could be spelled Vav Vav, or Vav Aleph Vav, or Vav Yud Vav. Vav Vav is 12. Yud Beis Shvatim, Klal Yisrael. Vav Aleph Vav is 13. Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vav Yud Vav Chof Beis Oisius Shema Torah. And the emes, the Nekudim Merkazis of Mishkan is all three. But the emes is going weiter. What Mishkan is, there's a medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, I gave you the Torah, biti shenasati l'cho, lifresh mimena eini yocho, asei l'kitoin echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, he gave us the Torah is the Kala, Klal Yisrael is the Chosn, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's the Shver, is saying, biti shenasati l'cho, lifresh mimena eini yocho, asei l'kitoin echad. The Mishkan is that kitoin echad for Kodesh Baruch Hu to blide Mechubar, to Klal Yisrael, who married the Torah. But as we know, and as far as I'm talking about it, there's really two chasnas going on. There's a chasna that Klal Yisrael is the chosn, HaKadosh Baruch, and Torah is the Kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shver. And that's one Chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Raisa V'Kutchim Rifu, the Torah Chadu. But there's another Mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosn, and Kosrol is the Kala. And in that Chasana, the Sforim right, Baal Turim reads and others, where was the Kedushin? Where was the Seder Advarim of the Kedushin of Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Kesef was Bizas Hayam. Ha'ish Yeniknes B'sholish Drochim B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Bia. The Kesef was Bizas Hayam. The Shtar was the Luchos. And Bia is the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the Mokim HaYichud, and even the Bia of the Chibur of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Kadoshim in Sefer Melachim is called Chadar HaMitos. Yoshio HaMelech was hid, his grandmother was going to kill him, they hid him in the Chadar HaMitos, Zagin Chazal, in the Kodesh Kadoshim until he was 7 years old. That's Kodesh Kadoshim. It's the Shpitz Chibur, HaIsh HaNignes, BeKesef, BeShtar, Hu VeBia. There's also Chuppah, Kof Aleim, Har Kegigis. The Chuppah. Now there's a very interesting Maisa in the Sefer HaMakne, the Haflo, in the Hakdomah to Kedushin, he has a Gevaldik, Arichus, speak out, Finokrutis, what's before there. He says like this, it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the Luchos, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Yashu Koichu Shashibarta, Zot, the Haflo, and that's the Chazal, and what the Pshat is, by Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos, Kaisho was married as an Isha, the Eishes Ish. Kesef Shtar, we were married. And Eishes Ish, that was Mezaneh, has to take the given May Soita, which was the Ekel was crumbled up, and we have to be punished. But Moshe Rabbeinu saved Klal Yisrael by breaking the Luchos. He broke it. He was hoifach them to a Pnuyah. So frek the Haflo, how was he hoifach them to a Pnuyah? Because he broke the Luchos. He already gave them Kesef. With Bizas Hayam. Bizas Mitzrayim. We're ready for Kodeshes. The Ish HaNiknes B'Kesef. Yes, the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Kedushin has a Havamina that you have to do Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. But it's only a Havami. Avada we pass in Lamaisa, one of the three is enough. We don't hold that you need all three. So Bazin the Rishmuz, what was the Havami that you need all three? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Mamish B'Ktzora, if you're holding in Kedushin, there's a Chakir if Kedushin is a Kinyan, or it's a Chalois Isser, or it's a Maisa Ishus. Ken Zayin, the Kesef represents the Kinyan, the Shtar is the Isser, and the Bia is the Ishus. The Yerushalmi had a Havami, you need to do all three. Kamash will know, either one, any one of the three does it. Could be the mechanism is different. When you do Kesef, you're doing the Kinyan, and the male, it's Nimshach the Ishus. When you do Bias, you're doing Ishus, it's Nimshach the Kinyan. It's a Maimar Muskar, Mahal Mishnah Kedushin. Aber, Klal Yisrael was already Makudish with the Biza. How does it help that he breaks the Luchais? Zok the Haflo, Klal Yisrael was Makudish with the Kesef, the Biza Sayam of the Kesef. But a Kedushin al Tanai. It was a Kedushin al Tanai. And the Tanai was at the Shia Kabbalah HaTorah. By Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos, he was Mavatal the Tanai, and Memele is no Kedushin. Memele is no Kedushin. Oh. And that's why Aaron, when they went to build the Egel, Aaron tells them, Lemi Zahav, which Pashat means, who has gold, let's collect. And Zaptah Flano, Aaron Akoyin was saying, Lemi Zahav, who thinks he has gold? But you think you have gold from the Biza? It's not yours. You're going to build an Egel with it. Lemi Zahav, it's not yours. It was given to you tonight. They're not gold. So they didn't. So the Kedusha was bubbling. They were a Pnuya and they weren't Mizana. Lusa had a Klai, shall become married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Hafla says, Kof Aleim Har Kegigis is Chuppah. Chuppah, Rav Huna in Kedusha says, Chuppah can also make a Kedusha. Chuppah makes a Kedusha. Chuppah makes a Kedusha. We don't pass like Rav Huna. So that he says, the Gemara says we don't pass like Rav Huna because you can't learn out Chuppah from the other three, Kesef Shtar Bia, because the other three are Meshkach is Bal Korcha. Chuppah is not Bal Korcha. Or with the Chuppah of Kof Aleim Har Kegigis is Bal Korcha, the Kuli Alma, Chuppah could reinstate the Kedushin. And that's Taka what made the Kedushin. But I saw a different shot. Rabbi Yonison Aibishit says, what was the Kesef Kedushin? Originally it was the Bizas Hayam, but that was Bottle, because it was a Tanai, and they didn't keep the Tanai. So where's the Kesef Kedushin? The Yikhu Li Truma. Klai Yisrael gives the Truma. Klai Yisrael is the Kala. But the Gemara says in Kedushin Dav Zayin, that would Hanov of Adam Choshuv, if it's an Adam Choshev and Klal Yisrael now realizes what the Rabbeinu Shlomo is, Klal Yisrael's V'yikhuli Truma is really V'yitnu. By giving the Truma, that was the Kesef Kedushin. with Hanoas Adam Choshev. The Kala gave the Chosim the money. And that's the Vayikru. The Shev Shmaitze in the Hakdama, the Gevaldik Hakdama in the Shev Shmaitze, if you say the Aleph base, and then it goes on, Murray the Kazachim there, the Shev Shmaitze says, Rashi says that Vayikru Li, Li is Lashmi. Why does it have to be Lashmo? Why does it have to be Lashmo? You give stock, it doesn't have to be Lashmo. Who you gave? Why does it have to be Lashmo? He says, because if here it's Hanoas Adam Choshev. By Hanoas Adam Choshev, the rule is, yes, the Kala can give the Chosim, but you can't do Matan Amanas Lahavs. Normally, you could do Matan Amanas Lahavs. But by Hanoas Adam Choshev, it has to be not Amanas Lahavs. What would it mean giving a Truma not Lashmo? The Gemara always says, Al Minas Shiyach Yibini. Al Minas. Al Minas that I should get something in return. If you're going to give it Al Minas to get something in return, you don't have, it won't be Vayikru. It won't be that it's Hanoas Adam Choshev. If you want this Vayikru to be Hanoas Adam Choshev, it has to be Li. It has to be Li Lashmi. If it's going to be Lashmo, then that's going to reinstate the Kesef Kedushin. The Kesef Kedushin is going to be with Hanoas Adam Choshev. It's brought down from the Arizal that the name Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, the name Yisrael, the outside letters are Yud and Lamed, Li. And the inside letters of the word Yisrael is Shin Resh Aleph, is Asher. And he explains, I don't exactly understand this, but he explains that by the Kedushin, when the Chosin gives the Kala, the Oisius Chitzonius of Li. By the Nesuin, then it's Asher. Asher is 501, I think we spoke about this once. 501 is the Ramach Evorim and the Ranag Evorim, when there's a Chibur between the Chosin and the Kala. That's already the Asher, that's the Nesuin. So there's two shlavim, there's Li and there's Asher. And that's what happens by a chasana. Hareach mekudeshes Li. Kedushin, you say Li. That's the oisiyas of the Laman and the Yud. By the Nesuin, then it's even starker, it's Asher. And that's what happens here in the Pasuk. It's up to Ben Yisosfer. Ve'yikhu Li Truma. Me'ez kol ish Asher. Yidvenu Liboy. There was both. There was Li and there was the Asher. By Matan Torah also. Va'atan tiyu Li, mamachas koyenim. Eilu hadvorim Asher diber Moshe. Asher tidab Rav Ben Yisrael. Li and Asher creates Yisrael. It was the Kedushin and the Nesuin. Nifl ma'oy, the Shaviris HaLuchas, we said, Moshe Rabbeinu, by breaking the Luchas, he broke the Kedushin. Va'ato hanichu Li! The Yichar Ati Bohen. Over there, he broke the Li. We reinstated it with the Chuppah, with the Hanas Adam Choshev. Over that was the Seder Advarim of the Li. The Ben Yisrael writes over there that Li is our boyim. He has talks about a whole arichus about that. But the Li, the Yud is the pintal Yid. The Lamed is the largest letter. The Shechina kilo, and then the Yud is that pintal Yid. That's the chibur between the two, and that's how it starts the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So I saw an interesting hargosha. Not hargosha. It's an interesting idea, but I wanted to tell it to him. It's brought down in Sfarim. That Yud, the Yud, the little pintle Yud, yeah? A Yud is spelled out Yud Vav Dalet. Yud Vav Dalet is 20. 20 is Esrim. Esrim is Gematria 620. Now what's 620? 620 is Keter. Keter is the highest level in Shekhinah. Keser is 620, in the Luchas there were 620 letters. Every Tiliyid has the vast potential of being 620. Yid is Yud Vav Dal, which is 20, which is Esrim, which is 620. The Yid could be Keser, which is Yisroel, Vayraisa, Kuchibrichu, Chad. Now, why are we talking about all of this? It's something that always one is supposed to be talking about. But that's all about what Mishkan is about. All about what Mishkan is about. And that's why I so brought down that it says in the Kruvim, the Torah gives all the dimensions and everything. It doesn't tell us the size of the Kruvim. The Gemara in Sukkah works out the size of the Kruvim. It doesn't tell us the size of the Kruvim because the Kruvim represent the Ava that was between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't have a shear. That's Beli Shear inside the Torah. It's Beli Shear. The two Kruvim, when Urim Zebazer represents the connection between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara says in Baba Vasa that Tzadi Tes, by the Kruvim, when our Klal Yisrael was Oisim Mitzrayim Yishal Mokoyim, they were facing each other. Pneim Ishal Ochiv. The Gemara then brings, there's another pasuk, Pneim Alabayis. Zok, the Gemara depends. When the Yisrael was Oisim Mitzrayim Yishal Mokoyim, it was looking at each other. When it was not Oisim Mitzrayim Yishal Mokoyim, they faced away. Meduchsech. Pshat in that Gemara. People make a mistake. They think there was two phases how the Kruvim could be. Either facing each other or not. Black and white. No, I don't think that's the pshat. The Kruvim was a thermometer that was always there measuring exactly at which angle the Kruvim are facing. All the Yidden and Klai Yisrael, they used to have the Cheshbon Aris with everyone, exactly what everyone's doing with all his Maisim and Machshavas and everything. Klai Yisrael, Bechlalusa, Bepratus, Bepratea, and Bechlalea. Where Klai Yisrael was holding at any given moment, that's the angle that the Kruvim were facing. It wasn't just a set Pnei and Alevayis. It was an automatic measuring stick for the darga of the chibur and yachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pnei and Ishal Ochev, Pnei and Alevayis. It's not black and white. It was a steady, ever-changing state of representing the relationship of Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is an interesting vort. The Mefarshim asked, you know, it says here all the different things to donate for the Mishkan, Zohar, Kesef, Nechoshes, states Shemen, Lamor, and Keteris Asamim. So the Mefarshim asked, it doesn't say here on the list of things to donate, Behemoth, Lekarbonis, Kemach, Lemenochis. That's later on, when there's going to be a Mishkan, we'll be Marker of Karbonis. Now we're just talking about setting up the Etzem Binyan. So why does it say Shemen, Lamor, and Keteris Asamim? So the Pshat is because the Etzem Tzura of the Binyan of the Mishkan, you need it to be lit up well, and it has to have a good smell. What does lit up well and have a good smell? Let the Olam understand what that means for a nimshal. Maisim toivim, toira, mitzvahs, whatever it means, it's not the hakrova of the avoided afterwards. It's the etzem surah. If you want to have shalom bayis in the mishkan, in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, it's necessary that there should be oyer and the reyach of the keteris. That's two things that are necessary be'etzim for the tzura of Mishkan. And like we said, at any given time, the Kruvim was taka representing what that relationship was. The Kruvim were representing that relationship. Also, the mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham was a mitzvah also by the Mishkan and the Midbar, but it also represents the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Beis HaMikdash Sheni, and the pasuk says k'chol asher ani mara oischo, whatever I'm going to show you, that's how you should do it. Exactly how I'm going to show you. That's also not only referring to what it says here in the Mishkan, it's referring to what it says in Sefer Malachim, how Shlomo was supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash, and what it says in Sefer Yecheskel when it describes how it's supposed to be the Beis HaMikdash. That's all in the K'chol Asher Ani Mara Oischo, for stating the Nevi'im. It's a mitzvah Sefer Deraisa, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. In Rambam states, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Ein boyner es amigdash balayla. Shenemar uvayoyim hokam es amishkan. Biyoyim v'loy balayla. I don't know if by Mishkan it was azoy, but by Beis HaMikdash there was a din, dafke biyoyim and not balayla. And then the Rambam continues, hakol chayovim livnois v'lisoy ba'atzimum v'moynim, everyone's mechuyif to partake in building the Beis HaMikdash, anoshim v'noshim, men and women azoy v'yid amikdash in the midbar, v'ein Beis HaMikdash doich ha-shabes v'yotif. So the Chroinim asked, the Rambam just said that Beis HaMikdash is not doich ha-layla. It's not noyig balayla. And it's not noyig on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if it's not noyig on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it's not noyig balayla, so it's a mitzvah essay, shahazman grom. So why does the Rambam say that same halacha, perek aleph, halachas Beis HaBechira, halacha yud beis, the Rambam says it's noyig with anoshim and noshim. It's a zman groma. It's not noyig on Shabbos. It's not noyig balayla. This that it's not noyig on Shabbos v'yom tif ki yadua, there's a famous yisoid of the Achronim, we've said it in other sugyas, that a mitzvah that's noyig on Shabbos because it's osur to do because of chilul Shabbos is not called zman groma. A classic dogma that the Gemara in Kiddushin brings as a mitzvah that's not Zman Groma, when it gives the list of mitzvahs that are not Zman Groma, is Maike. The Achroinim asked, the Shara Melech, Rabbi Kivega, the Marit, they asked, Maike is not Noyeg on Shabbos, you can't build a Maike on Shabbos. And the Teretz, the Achroinim say is that Maike, we'll say without Asif, Maike says build me on Shabbos also. Hilchas Shabbos says not to do it. It's not a din, it's a Hilchas Maike. Mike, the Achroinim call it Arya the Revealer. There's a lion called Shabbos that's not letting you do it. It's not Hilchas Mike. It's you're talking that that's also the Taich over here by Shabbos. But what about Balayla? Ain't they say Mikdash Noeg Balayla? If it's not Noeg Balayla, then it's Zman Groma and Noshim should be Potter. So some Achroinim say, in Achanami, the Etzem building is not done by night, but the preparation of sorting out this Avonim and the preliminary stuff for building it is able to be done by Laila also. And Yesh Lachka, when you have a mitzvah that partially can't be done at night, the actual building, but partially does, do we say that the entire mitzvah, do we split it up? Do we say maybe Noshim should only be Mechuyiv in the Chelik that's Takan not Zman Groma? Oh no, it already establishes that the mitzvah at large is not called a Zman Groma, and Noshim could also partake even in the actual building. Yesh Lachka, if that's called a Zman Groma, since in the Gay the preparations at night. The Turi Eben has the Yisoy in Zman Grom, he says a different word. He says Zman Grom is only when every time when night stops, the next day, it's a new mitzvah. Every day you have a new mitzvah to put tefillin. Or a mitzvah that's the same mitzvah. It's granted at night you don't do it, but it's the same mitzvah that comes back when it gets in the day again. That's not called Zman Grom. There are other tzitzim in the Achroinim. I once wanted to say a chiddush. I want to say Chiddush Hazeh. The Rambam's lashon is it's noig by anoshim v'noshim kemikdash shebemidbar. So I want to say Chiddush. Efshe taket is zman groma. Taket, not noig by night, Shabbos, zman groma. So why anoshim chayiv? The Rambam says noshim chayiv kemikdash b'midbar. What does he mean? Because it's a mefurash pasuk that the noshim also built the mishkan. And if they would be potter, they wouldn't be able to. Kosher potter midover is not able to be part of making it. So it's a yofusa that it's a yetzim and a klal. Dugma l'dover, the Gemara says in Kedushin there are certain mitzvahs that are Zman Groma, and Avot Pikein is especially Alfusa, that they're not Noeg Benosh, that they are Noeg Benosh. So this is one of them. And that's what the Rambam is being Magish, Kemitlash Evamidbar. Ashein Avort, over the Gemara in Kedushin, when it gives the list of exceptions to the rule, doesn't tell us. This Amikdash is a dugma of a Zman Groma that's Noshe Machai, it doesn't put it on the list. The Rambam also, the Rambam, and Safoy Dezor, Perak Yidbez, Aloch Gimel, over there, the Rambam talks about the Gedarim of mitzvahs as Zman Groma. And the Rambam says there are certain exceptions to the rule. He doesn't say Beis HaMikdash. So that's a hard. The Rambam appears also to another halacha, Ein mevatlin tinoikah shel Beis Rabban for binyan Beis HaMikdash. You're not mevatlin tinoikah shel Beis Rabban. An interesting ha'orah. The Rif also brings this halacha, Ein mevatlin tinoikah shel Beis Rabban. They have to know the Rif only brings halachas that are noyig b'zman hazeh. The Rambam brings all halachas. The Rif though brings only halachas that are noyig b'zman hazeh. But it's very interesting, Diyak. Where does the Rif bring this Gemara, this halacha of Ein Mevat Tinoikah Shel Beis Rabban? The Rif brings it in Baba Basra, in the Sugyas, in the second parak, when it discusses the Gedorim and halachas of Malamdei Tinoikahs. How many Malamdim, how many children in each class, what the setup is. It's a whole Sugya there in the parak L'Yachbar. Over there, the Rif brings it. The Rif learns that this memory of Ein mevatlin tinoikah shel Beis Rabban levina Beis HaMikdash. It's not Hilchas Beis HaMikdash. It's Hilchas Malamdei Tinoikahs. You need 25 people in each class. The Malamdim have to be Azoy, which should be Azoy. You need this. And also, you're not mevatlin Beis HaMikdash. It's a prat in Hilchas Malamdei Tinoikahs. That's meduyik because the Rif brings it in Perak LaYachbar where it's talking Malamdei Tinoikahs. And as we're adding, the Rif doesn't bring halachas that are negated to Beis HaMikdash. Because the Rif is bringing it as a Talmud Torah halacha. The Rambam, on the other hand, brings this halacha in Hilchas Beis HaBechir. There's a vikuach over here, the Rambam and the Rif. What's the zog? What's the zog over here? Is this a zog in Beis HaMikdash? Or it's a zog in Talmud Torah? B'taboy sa'or and yu abadim. You have later by the orange. B'taboy sa'or and yu abadim like yasuru mimenu. The taboy sa'or and the badim. The Badi Ha'aron represent the Toimche HaTorah. And the Pasuk is saying, Lo Yasuru Mimenu. They have to also be attached the whole time to be a sufferer. It's not Stam. a tmicha without a chibur. The tavoyza are new abadim lo yisurum imenu. What's so important that it's lo yisurum imenu, that they should never be detached? What's the argument? You take off the badim, you put them back on. The chinuch, the sefer chinuch says, he says there's a soy to it, but he says also a more technical pshat, because if you're going to take them off and they'll be loose, maybe one time and they'll have to travel, it will fall. If it's set in steadfast, there won't be a chash that they'll do it in a rush job when they take the nani cover dog to travel. The Meshech Chochem says a different pshat, a yisoid, vashteita, lo yasuru mimenu on the bottom. Zot the Meshech Chochem, you know, the Rambam Shita is that when you lit the menorah, I'm not interrupting myself. See, the Meshech Chochem says, when you lit the menorah, the Rambam Shita is, you light it by day also, not only by night. So after why? Because as we know, the Gemara says in Shabbos that the menorah was not for light. You need it for light? You don't need it for light. It's adarava. It's to show that the Kodesh Baruch was matrish chinosi in Klal Yisrael. How do we, the Spitz Oifen, express the fact that the menorah is not for the matara of light? We light it even during the day. That's expressing that we realize, catch on, it's not for the light. Zok the Meshech Chochma, the Orin, as we know, Chazal said, Orin is noisius noisov. Orin is noisius noisov, and that's a very important yisoid. The Orin is the Torah. The noisia Orin, the badim are the toimchei Torah. Or we have to know, people looking at it, they think they're the ones holding up the Orin. It's not. The Orin is noisius noisov. Rahman al-Islam, Uza made that mistake. Orin noisius noisov. How do we express that nekuda, that Orin is noisius noisov? The bottom always have to be, even when you're not traveling. The menorah has to be lit, even by the day. The bottom has to be there, even when you're not traveling. The same word. The menorah's oil is not there for the light. The proba for that is, even when it's day you light. The bottom are not there because the carriers need to carry the Orin. It's there even when you're not carrying. Orin noisius noisov. Of the lemaisa, bezetach it's fort nishta so. The lemaisa is bottom, right? What do you mean bottom for? Orin noisius noisov. Orin noisius noisov. The bottom are there. Today that the noisim should be attached to the badim. That the orange should be able to be noisy in the badim. Otherwise, what do you need badim for? You have the orange goes by itself. What's that? The orange has badim and they're always there. Today that the noisim should be mechubra to the badim and be able to be nisa on your day the badim. So before, by the Klei HaMishkan, when you would walk into the Mishkan, the Mizbeach HaZov was in the middle, the Menorah was on the left, and the Shulchan was on the right. And I saw a Ha'arah, that L'chayra, Menorah represents Torah, Torah Shem Alpeh. The Shulchan represents more the Gashmias. And it's interesting, when you're looking at it, the Shulchan is in the Yamin, is more Chashiv. The Shulchan is in the Yamin, and the Menorah is on the Smol. It's Oymer Darshani. So I heard a Murray the Kipshat. If a person's coming in from the Choyl, entering the Mishkan, he's coming from the outside, and he's looking in, and he wants to perceive what's going on with his outside look at the things. And he's Mishtoimim, the Shulchan's on the Min, and the Menorah is on the Smoil. And he's even asking, why is that so? He doesn't realize if a person's holding in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and from the inside, full innovating, cooked up a Stutzach Dart, and then it's the other way around. Then it's Taki Shulchan the Smoil, and the Menorah the Yamin. That the what's the ikkar and what's the tafel between the Torah and the Gashmis. But it's all a question of outlook. Mekupt from the inner veining or the mekupt from the oyser veining. And the Gestelzel is very interesting. It says there were kruvim. It says there were kruvim on the Orin. So, we already said that the kruvim was a measuring of how Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are connected. One kruv was representing Klal Yisrael, one was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how they looked at each other. I said there's another chat that the kruv and pashen represent two chavrusas. What's the Kodesh Kadoshim? The Torah. That's the spitz, that's Kodesh Kadoshim. Over Oikach, the kruv represent this spitz darga. I said there's two places in the Torah where it says kruv. It says over here the Oren had kruv, and Rashi says kruv are like malachim. There's one other place, in Parshas Bereishis, by Yigorishas Adam. He sent Adam Rishon out, and there was Kruvim and the Lot Terah was a Pechas Lishmar Derech Yitzchayim. Lad Cherva Misapeches Lishmer Zerach Yitzchayim. I think someone wrote a sefer with the Oros on the Lishmer of Chaim al Rambam. Sefer is Lad Cherva Misapeches Lishmer Zerach Yitzchayim. But upon him, we're holding in the Kruvim. The Kruvim, Rashi says over there in Bereshis, what's Kruvim? Malache Chavola. Just here Rashi in Truva says Kruvim Malachim. And Rashi over there says Malache Chavola. Zot. Ramosha Mordechai Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Levrach. What's Kruvim? It depends where you put them, where the outlook is. If you put them in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where they are, and that's the outlook, then it's going to be Malachim. You send them out of Gan Eden, they'll send Kruvim, all of a sudden it's Malachim Chavol. It depends where you are, what your Sviva is, what your outlook is, how you're looking at things. It's all the difference in the world. That's the what we learn out from that. So I'm going to say,